Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Tarai. I want to continue to talk to you about your goals for your personal success and for the great achievements which you desire, which you envisage, which you focus, which you potentially are working on. There are a few things, just three aspects that I just want to point out today, which will help us in building these goals. Let me just also remind you that as we seek to do these things, there are other dimensions and aspects that infuse into the few things that which I'm going to tell you and share with you today. And to that effect and to that extent, my encouragement is that you always keep pen and paper and you keep jotting down these ideas, these thoughts, these dreams, these concepts, these questions that come and these reminders that pop into your mind, which you need to keep jotting down and you need to keep reviewing as you progress in your goal setting. Just a few things, the three things that I need you to look into which will build and enhance your goal setting. There is what I would like to call the pull of the future. The pull of the future, that which pulls you. When you look into your future, what is it that is in your future that pulls you, that draws you towards that attainment, for that futuristic perception that is in your mind, for that futuristic concept that grows through your mind? You want to make sure that the greatest pull on your life is the pull of the future. Some people live in the past and let their life be continually pulled and influenced by the past. Yes, we must remember the past and review the past to make it useful to invest in the future. But here is the key. Make sure that the greatest pull on your life is the pull of the future. Allow the pull of the future to be the one that dominates your life and your concept as you focus and look into building the goals which you have a dream, a desire, a cry, and a passion for. Let the pull of the future pull you. There was always a statement that we used to be taught when we were growing up in our youth groups as youngsters. And the statement was always, forwards ever. And we would answer back, backwards never. Forwards ever. Backwards never. That's the pull of the future. You know, if you are skimpy on your dreams or if your objectives are skimpy, so are your purposes. And if that isn't well planned, then that doesn't pull very hard. I'm using the word skimpy. Skimpiness relates to shortness, consisting of less than what is needed. Something which is revealing and something which is meager. Something which is deficient of satisfaction. That's a skimpy thing. Someone, for instance, there is always this statement that he or she was skimpily dressed. It revealed what it did not need to reveal. And it was not sufficient for what it was supposed to cover and to embody, with regards to the decency and modesty of attire and dressing. So it was skimpy. So if you relate like that with your dreams, with your objectives, with your purposes, with your planning, with your scheming, then I want to assure you that you are headed for a disaster. So remember, the pull of the future must make you be one that that focuses on making sure that it is not a miniature concept that you are dreaming or a miniature dream that you are making, but you are making a dream that consists of everything that is needed, a dream that is major, a dream that is efficient and efficiently sufficient. That you need to do in your objectives and in your purposes. And in doing so, even as you plan with such passion and such desire and such determination, so you will reach your focus. The other thing that I want to point out and mention are strong dreams. You also need to allow strong dreams to impact and to influence your goal planning. Strong dreams. Goals are like a magnet. They pull. The stronger they are, the more purposeful they are. The bigger they are, the more unique they are. The stronger the pull as well. So, when you have goals and you allow those goals to be strong, they will also purposely pull you. If you make them much bigger, then they will be more unique, and yet even so stronger will be the pull of those goals. When I talk of this, I am talking of what the late Dr. Miles Monroe spoke about when he said, "A person who has found his purpose is one who has found what to die for." That's how your dreams have got to be. Your dreams have got to be so huge and so consuming, so purposeful and so passion driving within you, so passion enhancing within you, that you actually feel, if I don't attain this, it's as if I'm dying. And if I can only live for this attainment, then I will leave everything else in order for me to attain this thing. If I have to be killed for loving my fellow countrymen, if I have to be hated for forgiving those who have hurt me in the past, then let it be. The die is cast because I have a sense of purpose and I have a focus on purpose. Purpose, what is it? Dr. Miles Monroe goes on to define purpose, and he says, purpose is what makes the maker make what he makes in order to achieve what he wants. Purpose is what makes the maker make what he makes in order to achieve what he wants. So we have to be purposeful. Excellent goals and high dreams pull you through all kinds of days and down seasons. They pull you through a winter of discontent. They pull you through distractions on every side. Strong, powerful dreams are like a magnet and they will pull you. Strong dreams and goals will pull you through a disaster. A bad day can almost overwhelm you if you don't have something really purposeful to go for on the other side of that day, on the other side of the difficult time, on the other side of the downtime. But if you have something purposeful to focus beyond this downtime, beyond this sad episode, beyond this painful encounter, beyond this sense of lack, beyond this cry, that which makes you weep and groan within yourself. If you have something more desirable and more purposeful to attain to, you will cross every ocean to attain it, even if it means that you want to swim across that ocean, only holding on to nothing else but just a log. You will do it. If you've got plenty out there to attract you and pull you, it will pull you through all these things, and very little of it will attach itself to you. You'll be able to get through some of the most difficult times if you have this spectacular vision ahead of you of where you are going and what you are going to accomplish. Getting through will be easier. The other thing that should enhance, and that does indeed enhance your passion, is learning to set goals. Once you learn to set goals, it will transform your life forever. You know, it's an incredible experience, you know. It's like when one sits by the airport and they look at those airplanes touching down and taking off, and inside of their heart, their dream and their passion and the words they tell themselves are, one day I'm going to fly in those as I go towards the attainment of what I desire. Like that, there is an exhilarating feeling that comes with it as you eventually step into things that help you to design the steps towards those goals and the attainment of those goals. Powerful to set those goals, you need to reach out there into the future. Design something to the best of your ability. Refine it as you go. Tear it up periodically if you want. Set a whole new list. It's your life. It's your future. You need to always learn to set them. You write these things, you review them, you moderate and you modify them, you redesign, you rewrite them, and it's all but step by step, time after moment, from one level to the next, and your goals will come clear and you'll be able to write them and to walk the talk, where you will allow what is conceived in the mind to become what you are full of and consumed of, to the extent that that's all that you talk about, that's all that you dream about, and it is translated into action, and you will see yourself attaining those goals. It sounds probably as just mere imagination. It's not just some psychological thing, that's a psychological play that I'm trying to do with your mind, but it is a truth that which I'm just trying to infuse into you, and a perception and a concept that I want to enhance within your heart, so that you can pursue to reach it, and then you will attain. As we meet on the next program, I would like to share to you some components of powerful goals that you need to have in order for you to set and attain and enjoy the excitement of attaining these great things in your success. Because success is real, true, and sure. In it all, remember, it is well. Have a great day.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Smoking room, smell of wine and cheap.